Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
And there he goes. He's always going somewhere. That's all right. It is Night Living Dreads podcast. I'm Otis B. Dreads. This is, as you see on the screen, episode 91. We talking Ronald DeFeo Jr. The Amityville horror slash hoax. I have, as you can see, your name isn't up there, Mr. Don Black. And,
That's all right.
And we also have, some Jackal Monkey.
Ah, good old Jackal Monkey.
Good old Jackal Monkey, man.
Monkey, monkey,
God damn, right?
Shock the monkey!
Shock the monkey! That's great. That's right, episode 91, man. And, we have other things to obviously talk about other than just Amityville. We have an article that was passed down to us by one of our admins, Miss Amy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, right. And
I already know this is going to be a good one.
This is right. It's a good and a bad, or bad in a good way. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work out. But before we get to all that, we got to put you guys in a little bit of suspense here. All right. First of all, we are recording this video live. That's right. If you want to see us do this episode, you got to go over there to Night of the Living Dreads YouTube channel and subscribe.
Hit that subscribe button. Get your notifications. Hit follow it. The channel.
Get it.
Oh, get it.
Hit the bell. Get that bell.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. Ding dong, the witch is dead. That's right. So, but before we get into that, we have, of course, Jackal Monkey, as you guys, you know, who have been listening since you joined the Insane Asylum. No, you do mask. What the holy hell's going on in your cell?
I don't know.
We had mass chaos because, yeah, I mean, we had mass chaos with you earlier in the week, Jackal Monkey. You were you were caught by the white coats on your cellular device watching gay midget porn. Now, we are not judging you here, but, you know, what had happened was... you can get that shirt. Right? You had to, your wife, is a patient in this here asylum, and she actually, passed you or got you her phone, and we know damn well you're not watching gay midget porn on your wife's
hell no.
phone. That shit ain't happening.
No.
So you were actually, you found a loophole to get away and take and be on the podcast, man. I had to throw that out there. I mean, maybe lot of people, you know, need to hear that. But other than that, you can go to, as you see right there on the screen, Nightmare Ninja Studios, Facebook.com. Oh, my goodness, you stepped on a puppy. Facebook.com/... Nightmare Ninja Studios 2018. Go there. Tell them about what they can get over there, Jackal Monkey, because you got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, man. Fucking mostly what I do is Friday the 13th stuff, like hockey masks, and I got a couple of latex masks that I do too. They're, you know, from Friday the 13th, inspired by Friday the 13th. I also do a few different Hannibal Lecter masks. I started doing those here recently. Like doing those. Those are pretty damn fun. And I mean, of course, any kind of custom latex mask, you know, just whatever you want done, hit me up and we can make nightmares a reality.
Make them a reality right there. Nightmare Ninja Studios 2018. Of course, you have us over there on Facebook. Night of the Living Dreads. Dreads with no A. Oh, Don. Thanks for joining us. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you knew we were, like, doing something here. Are you good now?
You notice it's a different angle.
It is a different angle, right. And will you please pull your pants up? No, I'm kidding. For those who's listening to the audio version, you can...
Okay. There we go.
Oh, God. Yeah, God, God damn, right? you can check us out over there. And if you want to hear any more of this madness, of course, go to nightoftheLivingDreads.com. And as you will see on the bottom of the screen there, you're going to see all of the other different types of horror groups out there that we love, all kinds of them. Check them out. There's too many to, you know, fucking name. And I probably missed one or two. And if I did, I apologize. With that being said, look, Don has an important call. He is Secret Agent Man or Secret Asian Man.
Huh?
Huh? So we're gonna talk, but we do have to wait for Don whenever. I don't mean to cramp his style in any way, but how is the weather there? Because I'm gonna tell you what, Jackal Monkey, right here in the butthole of the U.S. that would be Ohio, because there's two holes. See, buttholes. It is fucking cold. It is snowy. And you even said that, you know, you being down in the Lone Star State are, you know, experiencing, you know, getting ready to get some cold ass weather coming in, man.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. Like, it's not too bad yet, but I mean, it's rainy and fucking cold. It's like 20 something right now, I think. But they're talking fucking Monday. It's supposed to get down to fucking 5 degrees. So it's like, son of a bitch. Like, especially for us in Texas.
Do you guys even own clothes? That because what is the lowest, you know, during this time? I mean, what's an average?
Shit, like, I mean, it's been known to get down, especially, like, and usually February is the coldest fucking month here in Texas.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's been known to get in the 20s. Like, you know, 22... You know, 23, but right. Not fucking 5. Holy shit.
Right, right. Well, Kenny, one of our other admins, he's out there a little bit more west than you are. And the one who loves boobies, yes, he's the one we have to give extra medication to because he's always wanting to see boobies. Please ignore him, patients. Not completely, but just ignore the boobies thing. It's not a sexual harassment thing. No, but he's out in California. And I think earlier this year, I think it was, maybe it was the end of 2020 that he saw a little bit of snow out there. So it's quite weird, man.
I thought you was gonna say.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
What was I gonna say, Don?
I thought you was gonna say he saw a lot of boobies or a little bit of boobies.
He wishes. He wishes. God damn. All right, Don, tell us about this article that Amy has sent. And again, like if you go back a few episodes when myself and Mrs. Dreads, who is not here, obviously, Jackal Monkey, as we went through the, 11 stories, the most craziest stories that could only happen in 2020, eat your weenie, gonna eat your weenie episode. No, just look for weenie. That over there at nightlivingdreads.com, right? So, yeah, this is, again, one of those stories that if it would have happened just a couple months prior, it would have ended up that way. Mr. Don Black, why don't you enlighten us and read us? What's going on in this story?
This dude that you're seeing right here.
Upstanding young man, man. What the fuck?
He's a little weird.
You don't say.
He apparently worships a deity from out of Egypt. And
the serpent god.
And he was told to cut his penis in the shape of a serpent or carve into it to make it look like.
What, like forked tongue? Forked tongue? His penis?
Apparently, what? Or decorate it, make it the trouser snake or real trouser snake.
It's an Egyptian serpent god? And what's the name of this again?
Well, I can't remember right offhand. I don't have the link.
I can tell you.
Dicatini.
I can tell you. I think it was like, it was A-P-O-P. A-T-H or something like Apop. It was like Slice Your Weenie God.
It was the Frankenfurter guy.
The Frankenfurter.
God damn. Dr. Frankenfurter says right. God.
Would you like your weenie butterfly?
The Polish sausage snake. He was going to turn it into a two-eyed yogurt slinger.
Oh my god
damn, Jesus Christ.
Right, where's this going already?
All right, so what happened to this guy? Mutilated his penis or what's
he was taking the razor blades, I guess what he used to shave with, and carving different things in him. He actually carved 666 into his forehead, and on the side of his face he carved the name of Satan. And he also tried to carve on his tongue. So, and split
aww.
Night light. Oh, ain't that adorable? Oh. And, this dude, they started blocking him. He had a guard outside his cell. The guard had to check on him every 15 minutes.
What was he arrested for? Was he arrested for mutilating his penis? Like, what...
I'm not going to move there.
Well, I don't know.
He killed four people in Omaha.
Three? Or is it four?
You haven't even read the article.
But it was three or four people. I did read it.
Did he kill him? Did he kill him in sacrifices to the penis god?
He did.
He absolutely did.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It was.
Because, I was just joking. Holy shit.
No. There's. This is weirder than jokes.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was pretty messed up.
Okay, so this guy kills three or four people, sacrifices them to the penis god.
Yes. Egyptian.
Then while he's the Egyptian penis god. And then while he's locked up, he starts to mutilate his penis to look like a serpent?
Right. And he cut his tongue, split his tongue, or he tried to. And
what the fuck?
666 carved in his head, and he wrote Satan's name on the side of his face.
Well, no. Jesus Christ.
He was eating the orange crayons and the red ones.
That explains
favorite.
Everything.
You're fucking weirdo.
Or some cocaine, snuck in there.
You need to step closer to the mic, my friend Don.
Okay, now,
go ahead.
I'm interested in this fucking god now. What is this? Is this a god that you worship to make your dick grow bigger? What was his point? What was the end game here?
Are you gonna get virgins? What?
Egyptian quasi kodal or something. Thank God. I'm guessing that if it's to do with the penis, it was fertility and And
well, I mean, right. I mean, jeez. Egyptian cock god.
Man.
I didn't want to get too deep into
walk this, like an Egyptian.
Waka, 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 waka. Yeah, he was like, cock like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
I didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, you know.
I didn't right.
I just want to skim over that one.
Oh.
Well, man, that's why he wanted to. That's why he offed those people. He wanted right. a 10-foot pole.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to sacrifice you to the god of the weenies.
Mm, and then they're going to eat your weenie. See, then it my, always
then
comes
my,
back.
Then my weenie's going to grow 10 times the size of a normal man's weenie.
I'm going to be giganto weenie.
I'll be the biggest weenie
of them all.
All right. Jesus Christ.
He's like, I'm Pimp Wiener. Come to Wiener.
Holy fucking fuck. What is that? Alright, it's on one of your guys' heads. As soon as I pause or mute you guys, it stops. So I can hold the fort down. Yep, there it is. I'm not sure what's going on here.
No.
It's the devils.
It's the damn devils.
I don't know what's going on. All right, how about both of you try to disconnect and reconnect? How about that? Why don't you try that? Try that. Maybe get rid of that shit. Don't want to hear that. Oh, all right. Hey.
It was Jackal Monkey.
Is the fucking dude. Oh my god, dude. It was him. It was him. He needs to get his shit together. Get your shit together, Jackal Monkey. There it is. It's again. Again. It is you. I paused him. He can still hear me, but it appears to be on your end, sir. I don't even want to unpause this. Yes. Uh-oh.
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 What is it? What's it sound like?
It's like.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No.
We're good.
Is that it?
That's
you
it.
Good?
We're good. Yeah. Don't no, do what whatever fuck? You just undid again.
No. No. No.
Don't fucking do that shit no more.
Don't do that.
God damn it.
Whatever you just undid, don't do that shit no more.
Don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
The Egyptian penis god.
Yes, it was. I was talking shit about the Egyptian cock
yes,
god.
And, yeah, cock like an Egyptian.
Yeah, and then bam.
Right.
I got penis whipped by the goddamn Egyptian dick god.
Right. I don't know where this can go. This can go only bad and south from this point.
With anywhere with a penis god, it's going to go down south.
There we go. That's what, if you look on your screen, these guys, man, you can't let them out of their fucking cell. You can't let them out of the fucking cell. There we go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, this shit, right. man, like,
I want to hear
shit.
Jackal Monkey's perspective on this, because Don and myself have, we've done a live as he makes faces at himself. We can't see your face, and we're...
Well, I'm right. just a little cartoon fly.
Right.
At least my picture is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little cartoon fly.
Shut up. Why can't I put that up? Anyway.
I don't know. It's That'd weird. Be fucking awesome if you could.
Right. Hold on. All right. Well, tell us what you, you know.
All right. All right. Now, original. Okay, now the Amityville murders. All right, that's you know, that's how this whole thing even fucking started, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, DeFeo went in. DeFeo Jr. went in and just murdered his entire fucking family one night. And right. what they say, like at 3:15?
Yeah, I think it was. Uh-oh. Right after the witching Uh-oh. Hour, right.
And, I mean, he used a Marlin 336C 35 caliber rifle.
You know a lot about guns being down there in Texas. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that gun?
That's, I mean, again, that was an oddball fucking caliber rifle. So
he
I had
a
to,
gun,
I had
though.
To fucking... Yeah. So I had to fucking Google it. I was like, what the fuck? Even I've never fucking heard of this. What the fuck?
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a big fucking round. Like, it's like the size of a fucking, a little bit bigger than a 30-30, which is a large fucking deer hunting rifle. Like, it's got a lot of fucking knockdown power and a lot of fucking velocity.
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to go bang, and it's going to go bang loud as fuck.
Right.
Like,
they did test. Okay, I mean, with that particular gun, let me just throw this out there. I mean, because a lot of people probably know maybe about this, you know, this case or whatnot. I don't know. But that they did a test, and you could hear the blast from inside of a house 4 to 5 blocks away. There were let's see, 2 shots fired into Ronnie DeFeo Sr. There were 2 shots fired into his mom, Louise DeFeo. I don't know the siblings, but it was 2 boys and 2 girls, I think. There was a total of 8 shots fired inside this house. 6 people dead, 8 shots. Nobody heard that shit.
Yeah, and that's what is fucking gets me, and this happened in what, 74, right?
Yes,
it's what I thought. Yeah, fucking like it. This is way the fuck before suppressors, especially a suppressor on a fucking deer hunting rifle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you could do the shit now. You know, with as far as gunsmithing has came and shit in the past few, 10 years, right. But. Back then, oh, fuck no. Like, maybe if you were some kind of a fucking hitman, maybe, but...
Well, there was, you know, talk. I think the original, thing that came out of Ronnie DeFeo Jr.'s mouth was it was mafia-related. Don, you seemed to, you know, you were like, oh, bam, ba-boom, all right? Tell us a little bit about that, my friend.
Well, the DeFeos are linked to the mafia, the mob. So, you know, there is connections to the mafia and the mob and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, you already know my opinions on the DeFeo.
Well, everybody else don't know your opinions. Tell us, please. Enlighten us, sir.
Well, I'm
yes.
As far as the shots not being heard, it was the 2 sisters, the 2 brothers, and the parents. And, if you use a certain drug, you can knock a person out. And back then, you had to be tested for a certain drug. It wasn't
you have to do that now. I don't think they have an overall, like, test.
And there's some drugs that doesn't show up. There's some things that doesn't show up in a toxicology report. So... I still think there was drugs in play, but they were given something.
Interesting.
You know, and the guy's mental stability wasn't the greatest in the world.
How did he pull that off? So he gave everyone some sort of drug. How would he give it to them? Did he inject them with something? Because according to the autopsy, there was no injection marks. No. There was no, I mean, he'd have to force it down their throat.
Well, there's...
How would they administer the drugs is what I'm asking.
Well, there's drugs you can put in drinks, you know, like powders and stuff like that, you know. And it's very
right.
They could have drank or ate something that was...
Yeah.
Come on, you beat the shit out of your son for pretty much his entire life, are you going to let him cook you or bring you fucking dinner? or fucking, you know, something to drink.
He wasn't there, so, I mean.
Some say Dawn. Some say the oldest sister, Dawn, who's just a couple years younger than Ronnie, was, you know, a part of that. What do you guys think about that? Some say that, you know, look, check this out. Their house was actually under surveillance because of drug issues, okay? Yeah. Because of Ronnie.
Ah.
And one of the individuals staking out that house, all right, actually saw what he said was Dawn DeFeo in a black hooded jacket with gloves placing the rifle into her car. Now, I also have questions, so hold on. And taking it to a pier, I guess close by, they were right there by a body of water in Amityville, took it to a pier and placed it in a certain area. When they came and took that statement from him, they found that that was exactly right. They found the fucking rifle. That's how they know it was a Marlin rifle. Now, how did he know it was Dawn? Could it be the way she was walking? You don't have to necessarily see somebody's face to know, okay, this is a female walking. Some females, yes, I get it. I've dated a few that walk like men, that act like men. All right, I'm not even going to, that's another podcast. No, see, I was trying to get myself back for the gay midget porn joke.
God damn.
Right? See, I threw myself on the coals. But anyway, what do you think about that? The possibility that somebody staking out the house for drugs saw Dawn DeFeo carrying the shotgun out, or the rifle, whatever. I know you.
Well, she was murdered too, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, and see, that kind of that doesn't make sense then.
It doesn't, does it?
Now, what I've read on that, that the story was proven false, that
because ghosts don't drive cars.
The struggle between her and him,
right?
And that they looked at shotgun powder that was left over.
Yeah, unburnt shotgun residue, gunpowder residue on her dress. Yeah.
So they ruled that out, that she was killed by him.
But she had also fired shots.
It was ruled out that she didn't fire the shots.
How?
It was actually him. It was something to do with it came out of the barrel of the gun. And
oh, that's cute.
So
I think the bitch had something to do with it, too. How did she not hear, you know, 8 or 7 shots, all right, gun inside?
How did none
house?
Of them know?
How did none of them know? I don't get that. They did the drug.
Yeah, that's what
I
was saying.
Toxicology, Don, like you were saying, you think that they were drugged, but they did the toxicology and nothing came out. There were no drugs in any of their systems.
Yeah, but that was one of the toxicology reports that was tested on certain things. It wasn't tested on an array of drugs, and there is drugs out there that, like the lotus flower.
But we're talking about 1974, so
it was still around back then.
Right.
I still believe that.
Did you say the lotus flower?
Or they just were so sound, and I don't see how they could be so sound asleep they couldn't hear it, but. You know, there's something up with that. It just doesn't make any sense. If they were awake, they would all be fighting against him to take the rifle away from him. I mean,
right.
Great. There were 6 of them. It's common sense.
Yeah, I mean, come the fuck on. Like, the only thing, like I said, the only thing that makes sense to me, and even then, is the suppressor. And like I said, even then, like, on a fucking rifle like that, they wouldn't use it on a rifle like that. Like they would use it on something that's more, way the fuck more efficient, if it's a hitman. But like, that's the only thing that fucking makes sense.
Right.
Right.
But it doesn't, because that's the rifle that was fucking used. Like, Yeah, that whole thing is just fucking mind-boggling to me. Not only did they not fucking hear anything, how the fuck did the neighbors not hear shit?
Right.
Well, like you said, like they did sound tests. Like they that kind of a rifle you can hear from 4 fucking blocks away.
Right.
That's like a fucking mile. Like. Yeah.
So I mean, either there was something wrong with them to begin with, like he attacked them beforehand. All of them.
There was no signs of struggle.
But there's no signs of struggle. That's the thing. Have to have been drugged with something.
How did the neighbors not fucking hear anything, too?
Right. There's so, no like, account. The only account was between 3 and 3:30, one of the neighbors heard their dog barking. And this dog apparently, I guess, would bark a lot. But you know, it had a different tone to the bark. What do you guys make of that? Here's the thing. I've also heard accounts that there were thunderstorms going on. So was Ronnie DeFeo methodically going to shoot every time a fucking, you know, a boom went up? No, that's bullshit.
Fuck no. Right. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
There's no fucking way.
All right. Let's talk about this. 2 years after he was eventually, charged with the crimes of 6 of his family members, 2 sisters, 2 brothers, and his parents. And 2 years later, here come the fucking Lutzes. Jackal Monkey, tell me about your opinions on the Lutzes. Because, again, I always start with Jackal Monkey only because me and Don have already talked. I know his.
Right. Y'all already know.
Right. Let's talk. Tell us.
All right. Fucking. All right. Now, Lutz was a fucking writer too, right?
Yes.
Okay, he was a writer, and he was into like the occult and shit like that.
According to his youngest son, Daniel.
Like he was into communicating with spirits and demonology and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it makes fucking, of course he's going to want to fucking buy that goddamn house because of the fucking shit that went down there.
Right. It intrigued him like it would me or you. Would you not buy fucking 112 Ocean Avenue? Would you not buy that fucking house?
No, I mean, with everything that's fucking, it's said about it and shit now. I mean, if it's a fucking good ass price, probably so.
But what if you were in George Lutz's, situation, and just a couple years prior, they, arrested, the sole survivor of this, brutal murders, in this house, you would still buy it? Or would you?
Yeah,
not?
Fuck yeah. Yeah,
fuck yeah. Fuck right. Yeah. I mean, who the fuck wouldn't? Everybody in the asylum listening to this would be like, yes, fuck yeah, I would buy it. So he knew
I mean, just in general. I mean, and like I said, too, it depends on if they're cutting you a fucking sweet deal. Usually if something fucked off like that has happened, the house usually sells for like a fucking quarter of what it should.
Right.
So, I mean, you could get like a $250,000 fucking house for, like $80,000 or something,
right.
Some kind of crazy shit, so fuck yeah, I would.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, as long as it's a good ass house, I mean.
So, all right, then tell us.
My wife's over here shaking her head no. She said nope.
Right. So tell us about, how would you deal? Would you deal with it the same way the Lutz did? What's your opinions on the Lutz? Did they do this in the right way? I mean, come on. They were out there scamming motherfuckers from the get-go.
Yeah,
what do you make of their stories?
I think their stories are absolute fucking bullshit. I think that he fabricated the entire fucking thing. I think it's fucking all bullshit. number one, like, there's no other fucking evidence. No one else ever experienced anything that they experienced. Right. No one.
Right.
They're the only people, for some strange reason, that the quote-unquote spirits or Satan fucked with. You know what I mean? Satan's gonna get you.
And he's not gonna be that cute.
He won't be that cute.
I'm cute. I'm baby Satan.
Yeah, right. Yeah, baby Satan. Hey, Sarah, see that? Man, we got all kinds of patients hopping on. It could be a Satan that looks like that.
Oh, God.
Right.
And that's something that these guys aren't going to be able to do anything about that.
Oh, no.
But they can't do anything. They could have helped the Lutzes, man. Fucking weird.
Fucking. I think that, they ended up getting Ed and Lorraine Warren
right?
Capitalize on, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because here we have, quote unquote, experts in a quote unquote medium.
Oh, and a self-proclaimed demonologist.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, in that case, I'm a fucking demonologist. At least I've actually studied a fuckload of different books about a shitload of different cultures and all their different beliefs and shit. So at least I've got that going for me, anyways. So,
so I got that going for me.
But yeah, man. I think it's all bullshit. Especially at that.
Would you call me a rotting penis?
The snake penis guy.
Uh-huh. No, the snake, the Egyptian snake cock god. The Egyptian snake cock god.
Oh my goodness!
Coming to get us all. See, it's all his fault. But yeah, fucking, yeah, man. I think that it was all fucking bullshit, dude. He knew, like I said, he was a writer.
Look at them fucking
going
fakes.
Look at
that fucking hair. Come on.
Nobody
walks around with a fucking little loop-de-loop on the top of their fucking head and calls themselves serious. No.
He looks like a fucking used car salesman.
He does.
Fuck that.
Right.
Fuck that.
And she looks like the one pushing the emissions test through, because at that time they had to do emissions.
He's gonna slap the hood of the car. You could fit so many poltergeists in this bad boy.
Man, right. This fucking car's haunted as a motherfucker, right? And then you got
Take
these
my
fucking,
word for
look,
it.
And then you got these two, and they're like, oh man, yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna write
a good book.
Is that George or?
I think so.
All right, I think it is. Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, and that's what fucking kind of again, like sort of signal red flags is that he has it's like my interest in the occult. Like he took massive fucking interest in the occult.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Lutz did.
Right.
But to buy that house like he did, and he was a fucking writer.
Yeah.
Like I said, he had this whole fucking thing planned, man.
He did.
He had this whole fucking thing planned. And to talk with a quote-unquote medium and demonologist and all this
married
shit.
Married a medium.
To come in and...
Should have married the whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Not just me.
Your house sure is haunted here, buddy.
Yes, it is.
See, we have one of the top leading mediums and demonologists in the United States here investigating, and they say it's haunted. So right there, I mean,
boom.
it's gonna get fucking sales and shit, or at least generate a fuckload of interest.
Right.
So people are gonna be like, oh well, shit. And I mean, and again, like, the book came out in what, 79?
The movie came out in 79. I think the book came out maybe a year
77.
Before that. Yeah, yeah.
I think the book came out in 77. Actually, yeah, fucking. But either way,
so let me ask you this.
It's
going
to generate interest.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, What do you know about William Weber? Now, again, Don, and you haven't talked a whole lot, probably because we're not going to let you. And Jacko Monkey is fiending. He is jonesing on some.
Gang!
Oh, come on!
And see, I don't think I'm familiar with him.
Okay, now he was Ronnie DeFeo's junior. He was his attorney during the murder trial. Within that past two years after, DeFeo was convicted. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it was all money fucking grab.
Right.
He actually sat down with George and whatever the fuck, his wife, and, you know, through about 5-6 bottles of wine, they decide that, hey, man, there's some cuts that we can make here, man. William Weber actually came about and showed them pictures like, look, this is the picture that you're showing me. Yes, it looks like green shit coming out of the wall. You know what that is? It's fucking like humidity and shit from the powder that the investigators fucking put on the walls.
It was supposed to have been ectoplasm.
Right. It was. The flies were dismissed as well. Do you know that after that murder and those bodies were taken out, those bodies laid in the summer sun for 48 fucking hours, okay? After the bodies were removed, they fucking locked the fucking doors up and closed it up. That's a safe haven for fucking flies. It's a fly's paradise. That's why they had flies in certain fucking rooms, because it was all 90% fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I think it was blown. The fly thing, I think, was blown way the fuck out of proportion.
Right.
Oh, the pig. You got to talk about the pig. Oh,
yeah. Tell us about the pig.
The pig face girl.
Yeah. Jody the pig. That's the name that was given. Jody the flying fucking pig. They said that there was 178 fucking lies in the book, and that was before you got to Jody the Flying Pig. So tell us about Jody the Flying Pig, not Mrs. Judge.
The Flying Pig, they said that they could see it coming out, like its eyes in the windows and shit. Well, the neighbors had a cat, and it was proven that it was a cat that was looking and jumping in the windows.
It was. Yeah.
And it was just a big fat cat.
It was.
It was a big fat cat.
That would climb the fucking tree and was known to jump on the window and, like, paw the fucking window. I had squirrels do that to my window. I know a fucking cat's going to do it. It's just they see people in there and they fuck with it, you know?
But in 2000, and I believe it was the 2005 movie, there was an inconsistency.
Ryan Reynolds? You got a man crush on him, don't you?
Well, no. What I was getting at is the girl was supposed to be the one haunting the house. It was the little boy that was supposed to be haunting the house.
Well, no, Jody the pig, and it was Jody. their daughter was named Jody. And then there's Jody the pig. That it was a flying pig. We talked about this the other night, but I don't think that it was like another entity. There was supposed to be a little boy that they caught. Right. Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, it was inaccurately portrayed, though, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
It was still the little boy. They had another little girl or a little girl there instead of the little boy. So, I mean,
it's 2021, bro. They.
God damn.
Wow.
I'm dead on that one. Holy shit. All right.
All right, so where were we? Oh, the gender problem.
We were talking about Jody the pig.
All right. Yeah, fucking.
All right, let's go.
So what do you think? What do you think again?
I'm thinking it's a fucking cat.
Do you think it was? Well, I mean, the girl's imaginary friend. Do you think it was just the dad's? You know, just dad's bullshit.
Yeah, I do. I think it had a lot to do with that. Daniel, have you guys? I'm sorry, Don. I'll give you a second here, man. I swear. I'll give you a minute here in a second is what I meant to say. I'll give you a second. That's all you get. And that's it. Go ahead.
A cash grab.
It's a cash grab, right. That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
I thought you had something big, man. No, fucking, you know, it's a documentary called My Amityville Horror. And it's done by the youngest son. I think the youngest son was named Daniel. And he talks about how his dad, there were always books about like witchcraft and demonology, things like that laying around.
Right.
I mean, for one, it was said he thought it was in his benefit, George, that is, that he called out somebody who claimed to be a demonologist, but found out he was a vampirologist. How did he know the fucking difference? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He knew the fucking difference. And he said, oh, then I couldn't trust him. Why not? Well, you're not looking for vampires, but you're looking for fucking shit crawling out of the wall. And this professor, Dr. Hans Holzer, this guy's a fucking whack job, too.
Yeah.
Hans Zudelschmidt?
Yeah, Zudelschmidt. Yeah, I believe Dr. Zudelschmidt. More than I will fucking Don, Dr. Don, more than I believe Don. Yeah, pretty much. Anyway.
There's another fucking phony that's trying to capitalize on shit.
Right. So I guess we're kind of, you know, all on the same page when it comes to, you know, Ed and Lane Warren. I mean... or Lorraine.
In my opinion, I think that they're phonies.
Man. But they're phonies.
Man, you know, we're not going to get a lot of fans on this one. A lot of people really think highly of them, but I don't give a fuck. You know what? Because we're going to speak our truth. Go ahead, brother.
And that's it. Everybody's got opinions. I mean, and opinions are like assholes.
And if assholes could fly, some of them are, some of them are shitty. Right.
I mean, and it's just what it is. And that's the beauty of it, too. Yeah. I mean, like, it makes good fucking conversation. Patience. If you believe all this. All this bullshit with Ed, Lorraine Warren, the Amityville fuckfest, fucking.
Jesus,
I mean,
it was an orgy.
Fucking, you know, put something in the group page if you're in the group, and you know, make us believers.
Right.
Turn us over to your side. I mean, because I'm skeptical. Either way about ghosts and UFOs, like I mean, I think that there's something, you know, I just don't fucking know what.
Man,
I'll say that, but I mean, there's too much unexplained shit out there for things to, you know what I mean? Like, so I believe that there's something.
Eggs in all in one basket, I think is kind of what you're saying. Like, oh, okay, I heard this person say they're a demonologist, self-proclaimed. And this person says she's a medium, self-proclaimed. And I have to believe them because they said they're these things, and I won't look any further. And that's the problem, I think, with all of this. So, you know, if you hate us, go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, basically, because I think Ed and Lorraine Warren, you know, are fucking scam artists. They have 20 plus fucking books they put out on shit they can't fucking prove. You know, just
and the fucking werewolf thing. No. Again, coming from
Raggedy Ann,
you know what I mean?
On.
Like. growing up, you know, Native American fucking heritage, I was all okay. about that kind of shit, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do the Native Americans ever bury their deceased by water?
No.
Exactly. But yet it was Ed Lorraine's people. Okay, this one fucking little whacked out job, you know, comes into the house. Oh, there's I'm getting the presence of a chief. Why?
Yeah. There's an ancient Indian burial ground.
Burial ground underneath the house. And they don't bury their fucking dead by the water, you stupid fucking cunts.
Nope.
Right.
Nope. Bullshit. So that right there was another red flag. All right. Another red flag.
But other than that, Ed and Lorraine Warner are fucking great, man. Ed and Lorraine Warner, they're great. Other than that bullshit lie, they're cool.
I mean, it was like person. I said, well, the whole thing with the werewolf, the werewolf kid.
Oh.
Like I said, like growing up with that shit, you know, like, and then researching like a motherfucker all of the different types of, you know, forms of lycanthropy and werewolfism.
No.
They're full of shit.
Now they're trying to capitalize off of Lon Chaney Jr., if fucks.
Yeah, right? I mean, come the fuck on. Come on. Leave Lon Chaney alone.
Leave his son alone, man. His son also played a werewolf.
Hell yeah.
Do anything about my possessed rubber chicken.
Oh my god.
Don't put it in a glass case and tell everybody not to fucking touch it.
Right. That's all you gotta do, man. Put it in a glass case, tell everyone don't touch it.
Don't
open this cage. You'll scare the fucking shit.
Don't touch this rubber chicken.
Right. You'll scare the chickens out of them. You see what I did? You'll scare the chickens, the dickens.
You're gonna scare the cluck out of them.
What the cluck?
No.
Yeah, I know. That's a rabbit hole.
But yeah. That whole thing. Yeah, I think that they were all phonies, and the whole thing was just
money making.
It was all cash grab. Yep. Yeah. It was all about money.
Okay.
Don,
your final thoughts then? Tell us what you're thinking. We already know what you're thinking. You're thinking about choking your chicken.
Same thing Jackal Monkey said. Yeah. It was all a cash grab. It was all for attention. I don't believe any of it. Mm-hmm. It was made up. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is fucking to it. And you know.
And I can call myself a demonologist, a self-proclaimed demonologist.
Hey, fuck it. That's what I'm saying. Hey, that's where I'm going. Fuck it.
Actually, Don's name right now is Don Zudelschmidt von Wolfologist. He's a fucking wolfologist.
He's a werewolfologist.
That's right, a werewolfologist. Man, we got one of our own right here. Hey, thank you guys. Hey, you know what? You guys stay on because if you subscribe to the channel, man, you might be able to see what the fuck we talk about next. Until then, for those just listening, we'll talk to you next week.